Hello. Have you been searching for some inspiration? You've found it at the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from Boston, Massachusetts is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Amy Richmond.
There's an idea in the Bible that I've always really loved. Love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. You can't do one effectively without the others, and life is best with all three. Let me tell you a little story about this. I once received a text message that was about me, but definitely not meant for me. I was stunned to learn that this individual felt as oppressed by our relationship as I had. Right away, I thought of that idea from the Bible. It's something Christ Jesus said, and here's the full version. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. If everything depends on these two commandments, we want to get them right. But how? It was clear that I needed to love my friend, but I couldn't do that without learning something new about her. The Bible indicates that we are each the image and likeness of God, and this obviously isn't a physical thing. It means that our spiritual identity is godlike. Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, put it this way in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Man in the likeness of his maker reflects the central light of being, the invisible God. Really loving this person was different than thinking about good things she did. I was focused on how she reflected that light of being and getting to know her as the perfect spiritual expression of a perfect God. Whenever I thought about her, I heard something new from God about who she really is, and I can honestly say I loved her more deeply than ever before. And this new godlike view actually made me love God so much more, because I felt like it was showing me new facets of what God is. At the same time, I found new things to love about myself, as this prayer helped me let go of some less than godlike ways of acting. This person and I didn't talk after that initial text exchange, but about a year later, I reached out to reconnect, and it was clear that all the negative aspects that had previously characterized the relationship had vanished. So yes, love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. Life really is better and more full of healing with all three.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.